Into the work.
Thank you. I wish I had a mirror up here. Of course, we do have a mirror, but we don't look at it too often. When's the last time you really opened the Bible and read it? Scripture tells you what that book is. See, now they're pulling back. See? Oh, I wish I knew what to do. I really don't. All I know is to do what God told me to do. Long before you ever came around, said you just be there. And as much as a lot of folk would rather I wouldn't be here, I am here. And you're going to go, amen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Got a beautiful $7,000 piano. Bought it so Teresa could play it. She's not here. Had a Baldwin piano. Our organ sister wasn't able to play it. She stopped being here. Now we got to have an organ. And is it something? And you don't have no idea what I'm talking about. As I was watching some singing today and some preaching, because I'm going to tell you people, I'm locked in my home most of the time. Amen. Now, remarkable things happening today. Of course, we just don't have this understanding of times. Amen. I keep saying this to Rose. I said, you know, just as I start talking and I start describing what you're doing or what anybody's doing, you get mad. For instance, I'll quote a scripture for you, okay? Ever learning. What are you learning? Well, are you learning about Jesus? Well, would Jesus do like you're doing? He gave us an example.
Amen.
Now, you would look at me and say, but you ain't doing like he did. Well, can you show me anybody else? Brother Brown, stand up, please. Those things
that you have both learned and received and heard.
Those things
that you have both.
That you have both.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Learned.
And received.
And
Received. And heard. And seen. In you.
In me.
Hallelujah.
In you.
Do that.
And the God of peace shall be with you.
And then the God of peace
shall be with you.
So I'm up here again, and I got peace with God. Don't have too much peace with y'all, though.
Hallelujah.
Although I believe very strongly in being peacemakers. And how many times do we do things that make for peace? Not too much. Now, I keep telling you folk, on Saturday mornings, all night long, when I come to conscious, like, what am I going to say tomorrow morning? I mean, I preach every week, every day.
Bless you, Lord.
And then I try to tell you people how important this is, and you say, that's ridiculous.
Bless you, Jesus.
Not done in many years.
Amen.
One man. God forbid to find a people to say, behold a man.
Hallelujah.
Or you'll say it only when I please you. When I don't please you, I'm not the man. When Jesus stopped pleasing his disciples, he wasn't the man.
Bless you, Jesus.
And for some reason or other, you folk don't want to be reminded of those instances. We've been praying for you, Sister Burgess.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
It's getting close now.
My Lord, hallelujah.
You're not going to change. I keep telling you that too. When I'm preaching to you now, I honestly believe that you are striving to want to hear and receive what I say. Sister asked me to go to the office for a moment because she wanted to pick up something that was supposed to be, and it probably will be there, but I said it ain't there now because he don't come that early. What is all? Well, none of your damn business. You don't care. But as we were going out to the office, I quoted a scripture. Remember? Be you transformed.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
By the renewing of your mind.
Hallelujah.
Why? Why is that so important?
Hallelujah.
Why?
Hallelujah.
Answer me.
So you may prove
that
good.
So that you may prove.
Hallelujah. Glory.
So that you may prove.
Hallelujah. Glory. Jesus.
What is that good?
Hallelujah. Glory.
And acceptable.
Yes, Lord.
And perfect will of God. Well, so you're going to have to think differently. What think you of Christ? What think you of the prophet? What think you of your brother and sister? What do you think?
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word.
Why would God say that if that doesn't need to be done? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I saw a woman do that today. She's a performer. And, you know, they can be in a nightclub or they can be in a movie and they sing gospel song and they think that. And she come up with the subject of yodeling. And boy, she did a good job. Taught about how to yodel. And her big cry was, my mama kept asking me to yodel. And I said, I don't like yodeling. See, they don't send me talking to you. Because just as I start telling a story, your understanding goes.
Amen.
I must have listened to some of the finest choirs from the Philippines, from India, from Indonesia. In fact, one of the captions underneath was says, isn't that something? We carried the gospel to the Far East. And now they're doing better with than we are here.
Oh, God.
He doesn't even trouble you people, does he? And he looked on them with anger. And they got angry back. As I was watching these singers, they're so beautiful. These gospel singers, boys, huh? But the women look like Jezebel.
Amen.
Men got their long hair. The faggots sing along with them. Now, I'm not against people doing that. But for God's sake, why don't we get serious about serving God, how we present ourselves to God? You know what's happening, whether you like it or not. There's people all over this world right now that got their eyes on us. And by the Spirit, they can see and hear us. And you don't understand with most of you?
Hallelujah.
Well, brother, can't you present a better thing? Well, before I came out of the house, again, I had the Lord say, what do I do, Lord? And He told me to have somebody please. Everybody listening now. Oh, you're not going to do that. If you are listening, you're trying to trap me. Trying to snare me in what I say and how I say it. So you deliver me up.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I'm sorry, folks. I'm here again. I'm still here.
Hallelujah.
And that don't mean a damn thing to most people today. I was trying to tell you yesterday about radio stations going out of business.
Glory.
Stations that I tried to strengthen.
Yes.
flesh of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Who am I? I'm the only man right now that can help these stations down the air because they're in desperate need of money.
Glory.
And when I tell you people, I meant to bring that with me, the list of stations that we're on this morning. It doesn't move you, folk.
Oh, yes.
You know what's wrong with us? You know why we're like this? Because we have fallen away from the faith.
My God.
And when you fall away from faith, you fall from grace.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory.
I don't think we ought to do that.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you.
It's a shame that I got to say these things over and over again, because you're the one that God sent me to.
Amen.
Every single day.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Every single hour, I'm right. I live among you. You know, Jesus came down, and for 3.5 years... He lived with his disciples.
Amen.
Slept with them.
Yes.
Ate with them.
Yes.
Suffered with them.
Amen.
Those things.
Hallelujah.
Do you know another preacher in the world that lives with these people?
No.
Suffers with them?
No.
Rejoices with them?
No.
Shares with them?
No.
Those things.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And you'll say to me, you don't know my situation. Come on, I do know your situation. How do I deal with yours, Timothy, with my family? How do I deal with yours? Huh? How do I deal with yours? Come on.
All right. Amen.
See how God had to stop me from running after my wife?
Yes. Hallelujah.
And that's another amazing thing. This old thing, oh, look at these damn folk. Look. No matter what I say to you people, you can't see God in it.
Hallelujah.
That's because you don't hear God.
Yes, Lord. Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
That thing might buzz all morning long because I can't charge it. Charger went out on me.
Hello. Glory to God.
What's the son tell you about it?
Yes, Lord. Glory.
So when I couldn't get it to charge, I called the company. My little sister friend up there, she picked up the phone. And Mrs. Stare, what's the problem? I said, my charge is not working.
Amen.
Now, I guarantee you, not a one of you can tell me where I'm headed. See? Yeah. Boy, we are a bunch of spiritual dummies.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Stupid.
Jesus.
Willingly ignorant.
Jesus.
They sit there just as fine as could be. Well, am I in trouble if God ever gives you all the witness that I'm not his servant? You'll be gone like that. Some of you have already pretty well gone. Falling afar off. At a time like this.
Yeah.
This is the time you ought to be drawing near.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Glory. Glory.
This is the time we ought to get closer together.
Yes.
Bind us together. Never mind. I don't like the way y'all sing it. I just don't like the way y'all sing this thing so nonchalant. Amazing. I called him yesterday. She said, we'll send you another one. Don't worry about it. I just heard from heaven. She said, I'm going to send Jesus. about it. You people, you need to get converted, folk. You live too much with this natural mind. You're reasoning like the world. Love not the world, neither the things that the world loves. Does the world love families?
Yes.
You know what's going on right now with the... No, you just don't. We just don't even pay any attention to it. They're talking about how these folks have been told to stay home. And now they're talking about divorces. Now what's happened, these husbands and wives who've been going to work, now they'll stay together for days on end, and they can't stand each other. Is that what happens around here? We start living with each other, so excited when we first come, then all at once you have to live with each other. And after a while we can't stand each other and won't stand with each other. I'm standing with you. Well, yeah, well, we're not as bad as you are. No, you're not. You're worse. Evil men. Anybody that does anything that turns people away from God, that's evil. Your reaction this morning could be very evil. If you remember some time ago, we were having a camera here. Up here, remember? Now, I'm tempted to go back on it again, but God says, no, don't go back to the visual. We got to get them to hear. Because when they start seeing with their eyes, they don't hear with their ear. They don't like what they see, so therefore they don't receive what they hear. You know, like Peter? I don't know that man. He didn't like what he saw, did he? Did he? Why don't you answer me? My God, can you people think about that? Whom do men say, Jesus said, that I, the Son of Man, am? And the apostles, did they look at each other? What'd you hear? Why, somebody said a prophet. Someone said Jeremiah. Someone said,
hallelujah.
Yeah. And Jesus heard him talking.
Yes, he did.
And I like to ask you a question, what's wrong with being one of the prophets? If I was just one of the prophets,
glory,
that'd be fine.
Glory.
But I'm not just one of the prophets. I'm the one prophet. Wait a minute here. We're not just one of the churches. We are the church. Are we so carnal? So carnal.
Oh, yes, Lord. In church, hallelujah. And glory. Blessed Savior.
And I watch people drifting away.
Jesus.
Pulling away. And I look at you. See, some of you sitting right here, you're pulling away. Right now. You're drawing back. Your spirit's sitting there, and now you just... Well, that don't mean nothing, because that's just one of the prophets. But there is one that God commanded you to hear sometime.
All the time.
Every now and then. When he said what you like. How dare any man claim to be that prophet?
Glory to God.
Those things.
I'll go back over with you again.
Yes, Lord.
16 years of age. With girls on my mind.
Yes.
With sports on my heart. Yes. I went to church, but it wasn't to see Jesus.
Hallelujah.
How many years ago was that? 87? I was 16. 71 years. Where were you 71 years ago? Well, I tell you where you were. You're on the mind of Christ.
Glory! 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 Glory!
Isn't that something? He's mindful of you. He got his mind on you and on me. Wow! I've had three calls this morning. Well, brother, you're a man of God, and I listened for 30 years, and you know, but we can't agree on everything. And I said, why not?
Hallelujah.
And you see, the reason why folk don't agree, because they won't repent.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Amen, brother. Yes.
Except you repent, agree with what God's doing and how God does it and why God does it. He doesn't ask you. When you come to church with you, please tell me what, how to say this, people. And that's why they don't like me, because you see, I have fully come to the circle around that you're saved by grace and grace alone.
Thank you, Lord.
And I can quote you all day long and you folks still mock me. Not by any. God damn it. Somebody say amen to me. Not by any works of righteousness. What? I thought it was right to do works of righteousness. So every man does that which is right. Are you doing it now?
Hallelujah.
Well, I come to church. Did you come right?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Well, I live on a community. I live in right.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
How did they find that? Because every man's doing that with you, right?
Hallelujah.
Huh? Isn't that something? You poor folk, your minds just don't get it. Because that carnal mind, we think carnally. You know not what spirit you are.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You accept Jesus? We are Jesus. Well, the Holy Spirit's pushing down until he comes.
Hallelujah.
And it's not too long from now. He reminds you that every single day. Said, bless these people. I said, Rose, don't worry, I'll be gone soon. Then she'll try to say, oh no, you're going to stay here. Just, yeah, that's right, but it ain't too far off. You know, Jesus knew he was going to die. Paul knew he was going to die. The prophets knew when they were going to die. The death of anybody is a secret. And God knows the time of your death.
Amen.
Just like he knew the time of your birth.
Amen.
He knew the beginning from the end of the end from the beginning. Amen. He's God Almighty, world without end.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord
Jesus. Glory.
Boy, you won't budge, will you? You're hard-hearted.
Glory.
And you've been warned about that.
Yes.
In the day you hear the voice. Well, how many days have you heard the voice?
Amen.
Well, now, Brother Stair, I'm not quite sure you are the voice.
Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Thank
you. Yet I got to believe I am.
Yes.
Yeah, I got to.
Yes.
I was birthed for this.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Would you like to hear it?
Came unto me,
and this is, I'm trying to, yeah, I've done this with you. Dozens of times. You folks just let it pass over. I was a 16-year-old kid.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I had Bible school
yes.
tuition paid for me.
Yes, Lord.
In one of the finest Assembly of God Bible schools,
yes.
some years ago when I told these Assembly of God folks, I was a licensed Assembly of God preacher one time, a lot, they didn't believe it. So one day, one guy went and checked out the records in Springfield, Missouri, and they sure enough, they found where I'd been evangelist licensed.
All right.
I've been a bishop in the Church of God of Christ.
Yes. Amen.
I've been a white man to a white man, a black man to a black man, a rich man to a rich man, a poor man to a poor man. I've become all things to all men. I've been a sinner to the sinners. I've been wicked to the wicked folk. Boy, you would think by this time somebody in this house could not contain that. But oh no, we can contain it and put a lock on it. And I tell this story because it's so real. It's what keeps me going even now. Have you ever heard another man ever tell about this corner for himself? Have you? I've heard a lot of prophets.
Yes.
I never heard one mention this.
And the word of the Lord came unto me.
And the word of the Lord came unto me.
Yes.
Saying.
Hallelujah.
Before I formed
thee. I'll hold it. I was laying in my bed, 16 years of age, crying because God said to me, I don't want you to go to the Bible school.
My Lord. Glory to God.
Why? No, why do you don't believe me? If you don't believe this, you ain't going to believe nothing.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Huh.
What's your name, sir?
Patterson.
Hallelujah.
Huh.
Glory. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Glory.
Glory. Oh, we love Brother Patterson. Oh, yeah, we do.
Yep.
Do you like what he says?
Hallelujah.
None like him in the earth.
Yes, Lord.
Where'd you get that from?
From God.
From who?
From God.
Oh, come
Hallelujah.
On.
Hallelujah.
You expect me to believe that, you little old whatever you is, and you heard God speak to you? Oh, come on, man. You out of your mind. Is that what you're doing, hearing God?
Hallelujah. God bless you, Jesus.
Well, you see, when you hear from God, what you're getting is a witness.
Hallelujah.
That's what you're getting. You want to deny that witness? Don't you folks understand that falling away has to do with denying the witnesses?
Amen.
With denying the faith?
Amen.
The faith that God gave you to receive?
Amen.
And you pull back from that? Then man, draw back! Amen. What am I supposed to do? Jump up and down when I see you drawing back?
No.
Nice little boy, nice little girl.
Hallelujah.
It has to do with your soul, not your body.
Amen.
If any man draw back my soul, he must watch for your soul. Wow. Wow. That's why God keeps bringing you back, Sister Burgess.
Yes, Lord.
He showed you a long time ago as a prophet in South Carolina, and that prophet must watch for your soul.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Whoa, you talk about Brother Stair. What about Brother Burgess? No, you're still with Brother Stair. You're still with the prophet.
Glory.
He drew back.
Hallelujah.
I'll get him bad enough he come flying after me.
Bless you, Lord Jesus.
Wise guys.
Bless your name, God.
Smart Alex.
Hallelujah.
So you're going to sashaying around. I hate that spirit. I hate that haughty spirit that people have. Haughty spirit! Goes before, and then I've even answered that for you.
Bless you, Jesus.
A just man will fall. So that means he goes through 7 times being tested with a haughty spirit. And part of your haughty spirit is this: I'm saved, I'm sanctified. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm doing that which is right in my own eyes.
Lord.
And that's okay.
Now, Lord. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless your name, God.
I went looking for those porch things yesterday again. I ain't going to talk to you because you're going to go. See? Whatsoever he saith on you to do, don't put it off.
Oh, my Lord.
Do it now.
Jesus.
For now is the time. Why, out in the world, we were taught, don't put off to tomorrow what you can do today. For tomorrow will have enough obstacles.
Amen.
So if you got a chance to do it today, do it now. Because tomorrow you may not have that chance. Circumstances will change. Situation will not be the same. Well, look at that. I don't know how anybody could talk like that and you folks just sit there. See, I've had to deal with this church world. And we're sitting around waiting for the great falling away. We're sitting around waiting for the scriptures to be fulfilled about wars and rumors of wars, pestilence and earthquakes. And they've already been fulfilled.
Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, yes. So true. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Ain't no good, Lord. I know you and I talk about it all the time, but I don't know what to do. He said, just be here.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I was telling God, I was crying. Because God spoke and said, don't go to the Bible school. Well, I'm not sure God told you that. What kind of training do you have to be a prophet? Did you go to the school of the prophets? That's a joke too, isn't it? Remember the school of the prophets? Remember? What do you remember about it? Three times. Three times Elisha was fawning Elijah.
Amen.
Now look at them all.
Amen.
It's just the way you look at them. I can just tell. You don't recall that story. You just... I just like the preacher because it would say, and they both went to Jericho. And they both went to Gilgal. And they both went to the River Jordan. And they both, and they both, and they both. And the story is so unique because the young man kept hanging on to Elijah. Elijah, you tarry here. I ain't going to do it. I'm going with you, boy. So they went to Gilgal. They went to there. And when he got there, the school of the prophets, the PhD, the DD, the double L, whatever you want to call them. Is there anybody in this place that will agree with me on this story?
Amen.
The school of the prophets, they come out and they say to Elisha, are you listening to me?
Yes.
Get your Bible out and follow me. It's in there.
Amen. Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
The school of the prophets.
Amen.
You know what they said to Elisha? Don't you know it? You called out one, you special one. Do you know? Probably should know.
Lord.
And they knew.
Because
they were attending the school of the prophets.
Amen.
And God revealed to them a secret. And they thought Elijah didn't know. Damn you, folk, you're right there in the book. It's right there in the book.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
For when they knew God, hey, you know how to glorify God? Walk in the truth.
Hallelujah. Glory God.
You better learn how to repent.
Yes, Lord.
You should be repenting almost every moment of your life.
Yes, yeah, so true. So true. Amen.
You ought to repent for the way you boast about planting the crop or harvesting the crop. Only your reasonable servants. You got the one about the prophets coming out to Elisha?
Yes, sir.
What did they say to him?
Knowest thou not
They're not talking to the called prophet to take the place of Elijah. Anybody know how he got there? Does anybody know how this young prophet Elisha got there?
Yes.
Hey, Peter, pray. You wise guys.
Hang on to Elijah.
God said to Elijah, you go over there and you find this young man and you anoint him to be prophet in your stead. Why? I'm going to tell you. Boy, you folk. Oh, God, this spirit on us. This nonchalant lethargy. Yep. I don't think I should be smart. But how many times have I talked to you about putting them? At least I'd like to see at least one of them up. Yeah, tomorrow maybe, huh? Amen. And now, come on, y'all say amen. Come on. Yes, sir. Hey, come on. Amen. I'll get right on it. Mm-hmm.
God bless you, Jesus.
So you don't believe the scripture when it says, hear the prophet in everything. What does have building porches or what does that have? Is that part of everything?
Amen.
You think God give this under my care and don't tell me how to handle it? You think I just tell you something just to be smart? I've often tried to tell you folks who live here, how'd you like to live with nothing to do? No food to cook? No work at all? That's what's going on out of the world now. They're starting to, there's nothing to do, so they're raising all kind of hell. Can't live with each other. The report came out yesterday that they're having a lot of, what do they call this thing? You got a name for it. Social. They're supposed to stay in your home, most of them. Well, a lot of husbands and wives that have been forced to stay home with each other, and they can't live with each other. So they're having social divorces. You stay in your room, I'll stay in mine. And they don't meet. Boy, oh boy. I hope someday, living, you really get enlightened, because your face always gets so dark, and yours too, whenever I mention something spiritual or so high, just too high, and you look, why are you looking at me like that? Because that's the way your eyes look at me.
Oh, bless your name. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Father.
Be you transformed!
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Be you transformed.
Yes, Lord.
Don't say, God, transform me.
No.
Don't say, God, fill me with the Holy Ghost.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't say, God, give me joy.
Jesus.
Don't ask God for peace.
Oh, God.
Don't tell God what to do.
Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, God.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
What's the classic example of that?
Glory.
Why, Job and Jesus himself. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Consider
Jesus.
Say it.
Jesus.
You have need of patience.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, God.
What am I doing? I'm here waiting.
Yes, God.
I'm waiting for a change.
Yes,
and now they won't budge. They just won't do it. It's stubborn. This is stubborn. This is the most rebellious generation looking right at you. I'm afraid of you. What can you do to me? What more can this world do to me? Huh? Kill me? That'll be fine. You leave and destroy them. Go ahead. Just destroy me. Just pay my word, no. See, and I can go from one thing to another. And we just not move.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
We just can't or don't want to get together with that one mind.
Yes, Lord.
And I say to you, the Bible tells you to let this mind.
Amen.
I'm speaking the mind of Christ. I'm telling you what God's mind is.
Lord.
And you're on his mind.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
And he sent a prophet to you.
Yes.
Like he did to that leper.
Jesus.
Or to that widow.
Yes.
Unto you is the prophet said. Unto you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, now. Go to hell, Satan.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Get you behind me, Satan.
Thank you, God.
You don't savor or understand the thing to be of God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Glory.
I remember how for years and years and years I would get terribly upset when I would hear from Steve Zarling and Jackie.
Oh, bless you.
Because they let me know that they were the two, and they went over and spent a lot of money.
Oh, God.
Now, you going to sit there and play game with me again?
Amen.
And every time they write me, oh, Jack would say, Lepinkle's not influencing me at all.
Bless you, Jesus.
I knew what happened. We just don't like to be reminded, do we? Then after many, many, I wouldn't even let, I'd never throwing them out. Timothy, you would stand outside when they come. You call me, I say, run them off. Did you ever do it? Hey, get out of here. Hey! Hey! Irishman. Just can't have that big eye, can we? He's not an Irishman. He redeemed. How long have you been here, Brother Mike?
10 years.
I never told you how he got his, have I? Sure I have. Yes, I have. I told you how you got back here. And I've been warning you now, lately. Don't let nobody pull you away, boy.
Hallelujah.
What? You know what he went and done yesterday after I started talking about bee stings? He went and brought me a jar of bees. Who's going to line up? Huh? Can you pick a bee up by yourself like that, brother? Can you do that? Ah, that's what you got. Because that's what you're supposed to do. Supposed to pick up a bee and go, chuck. If you ever check out bee therapy, you will see that's what they do. The beekeeper picks up the little bee. I got a lot of bees. Be this, be that. Be good. Be right. I knew you didn't pick up all them bees, brother, when you brought them to me. How'd you get them in that jar? Ooh, you put what in the jar? And they went in by themselves? Lord, have mercy. Boy, if I just get a bunch of honey around here. Oh, there's honey in the rock. Anybody know who the rock is? Anybody know what honey is? Sweet as honey. Oh, there's honey in the rock. Boy, you people, you got such a block in your mind. Now, I'm going to tell you what God told me to read to you and to all the people listening to me. There's not many. I keep talking about there's not many. Probably sitting here this morning, there might be 45 people. Anybody count them? Maybe you're not here, that's why I don't count them. Maybe you don't count. Out here. I hear.
You're the
prophet. That's why I want you to testify. If you testify, I want you to testify you're here.
Amen.
And testify why you're here. And testify why you won't leave there. For your plans to leave there.
Hallelujah.
See what I'm saying? You don't respond. Aren't you planning to leave here?
Yes.
Y'all not planning on leaving there?
Yes.
Thank God this ain't heaven.
Hallelujah.
No, it ain't. Bottom line, not many only saved. Strive you to enter in at the straight gate. For many, if you don't strive, you won't get in. For many will seek, not strive. You got to strive. You got to make it a concerted effort. I was reading this morning about the coup that was trying to overthrow the fellow down in Argentina. It was operated by a Green Beret. They flubbed the whole thing. Mr. Trump don't want to talk about that too much. And that's another thing. This Trump business. On and on it goes. The guy, he was born a liar.
Amen.
There's no truth in Mr. Trump. And I'm not against that. I'm not against Satan the liar. Lie on, Satan.
Yes.
That's one way I know what the truth is.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, you're going to step on the scene one day and say, I'm God. And I'm going to say, no, you're not. See, he tell a lie, and I'll know what the truth is.
Yes.
The best way to know what light is in the darkness.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And the things in darkness here, gray light.
Yeah.
Gray.
Yeah.
Gray.
Yeah.
Whoa. There's a light guiding me.
I see you on the horizon. It's the army of God.
Don't hurt yourself. Don't get all excited about that.
Hallelujah.
Using their conversation, the way their voice comes through. I've been listening for 30 years, and I want to tell you something. 30 years ago, God told me about this destruction of America. I want you to know.
Bless you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. See your response? And I will tell you clearly what God He told me to do. And I've done it.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. You tell me what I told you. Wow.
TV out your house.
Hallelujah.
I got in that truck camper up there.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
And I started across America, went all the way to Dallas. Amen. And don't sit there and tell me I haven't told you this.
You have.
Don't you dare do that to me.
Hallelujah.
Because you didn't hear it or don't pay no attention to it.
Sure.
Play that game on. Come on, come on. Come on, that big wise guy.
Hallelujah. Oh,
last generation. Yes, it is. Oh, man.
Oh, bless you.
What's that?
It's the
What's that? Where's he at?
Metairie.
God damn this house. You just don't, you think I'm just telling stories. I went all the way to Dallas. I stopped at Jimmy Swaggart's place. I gave a Wilkinson's book. I was handing it out.
Right. Yes. Amen.
I ran out at Baton Rouge. So I went over to Jimmy Swaggart's place because he told me he had him.
Right, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bless you.
I went to ask him to give them to me, although he should have.
Right, yes, sure.
Because I was giving them out.
Right, yes, that's right.
Amen. Anybody know what book that was?
Set
the trumpet to thy mouth. Well, do I know what the book it was?
Set the trumpet to the mouth.
The vision. The vision, it turned his ministry completely around.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Father.
Ah, what a vision will do.
Hallelujah.
I wanted to see Brother Swagger. I wanted to see him personally.
Right.
See, I wasn't men like that, and I would assume that they would know me.
Right, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, spiritual man?
Right. Yes.
Right.
Amen.
It's amazing how all these, they know about me.
Mm-hmm.
Go up there and check my name.
Right, yes.
Guys up there calling me everything but a saint, never met me.
Right.
But they know me.
Hallelujah.
So they say.
Right. Hallelujah.
Hmm?
Bless you.
You know how you would testify how you know me, don't you, huh? Would you testify to my integrity?
Oh, gosh.
Would you testify that I repented?
Yes.
All right.
You haven't repented yet! I said, you folk want me to repent to you, huh? What good would that do me?
That's right. Amen. Yeah.
You can't pick me up.
No.
And you sure can't put me down.
Amen.
Because I'm here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
True.
Amen.
See, and I got stories going. And they're going all the way to Dallas. Dave Wilkinson was there. He's having a call to repent. That particular year, God told him to go into many cities. Them a call to repent.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I remember sitting there in his meeting, and again, you hear that song, No One, No One. That's where I first heard it from a trio that came with him.
Right.
For you people.
Amen.
Amen.
Even if you never heard me tell it, you have to always look at that unbelief. And the only thing I start telling a story to.
My God.
All you got to do is receive the Spirit of truth.
Amen.
Then when I start talking the truth, you can receive it.
Amen.
So why are you always rejecting it? When he, the Spirit of truth, has come.
Hallelujah.
And you will know the truth. Then the truth will set you free. Glory be to God. The oldest said, I said unto you, another comforter. Make you free. Now most of you folk have been set free. And now another thing, there's two places in the Bible. One place says you'll know the truth and it'll set you free. Now the place said, you know, that'll make you free. Big difference between set free and being made free. Thank God I'm free. And because I've been set free, I'm learning to be made free. And I'm free from the blood of all men. I don't owe you anything but love you, and that I do. And boy, well, you don't talk like a man who loves. I must have three calls since yesterday. I've been living here 40 years. Then I'll say one little phrase. Well, you know, we can't agree on everything. What the hell you messing with me for? If you're not going to be willing to agree, then what are you trying to... You need to talk with me. You know, like Steve Howard. No, to hell with him.
Bless you, Jesus.
Or Chris down on the river. To hell with him. I'm free from the blood of all men. I don't owe them nothing. I've already been honest about everything. All you need, I preach. What?
Glory. Oh, Jesus. Glory. Glory.
Esau saw the place of repentance with tears and couldn't find it.
Glory. Glory, God. Oh, my God.
Because he despised his birthright.
Amen.
His birthright was a right to seek the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And he that seeks me will find me when he seeks with all of his heart. That's just as simple as that. And God still hates Esau.
Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
That's why runs his big old mouth, because God brought that smart ass to me. And I've already let him know, you're an Esau, man. He's an Esau. He can rail all day long. He's an Esau. He will not find a place of repentance.
Okay.
I've given the opportunity. I said, come here, face me. Come on. I give the folk down by the river. I said, come on, you come back, you won't come through that door. And who's next? Some of you folks have sinned against this body?
Oh, my Lord.
Against your brother and sister?
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
And you want to get by without repentance?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Yet they repented not.
Amen.
Of their rebellion?
Jesus.
Of their sorcery?
Oh, man.
Of their thefts?
Thank you, Father. Oh, bless you,
Jesus. Of their theft?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You want to call yourself a son of God? Do you want to steal it?
Mm.
Instead of just receiving it?
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
By this shall all men know you're my disciples.
Yes.
So you want to steal that calling?
No.
With your sham?
My Lord.
In vain do you worship him?
Hallelujah.
In vain do you pray? In vain do you praise?
Oh, God.
In vain do you do your work?
Oh, God. Lord God Almighty. Oh, God.
I remember years ago when I preached like this. I was preaching for, you know, to try to do it individually. I'd put it in, and all of the one I was trying not to preach it to, they would get hurt. Brother Carpenter was one of them.
Bless you, Jesus.
Because from the very beginning, he's always been a very gentle man. You know what he did before he left this time? You don't even know, do you? Right in front of you. I mean, he gave me a hug. He's old now. He knows what I'm saying about his wife. And yet I don't shut her out. I try to bring her here.
Glory, God.
And then I probe a little bit, and I could tell that ain't a pleasant home. You know why I don't like to hear that? It's like Jackie and Steve. For a long time, I wouldn't let them come.
Amen.
Then finally, I eased up. I started letting them come.
Amen.
I even said then, they stole a lot of money. Now, he may not like this, but he's in a position right now. He's better. Now, he's talking about it. He's going to repent. So I'm going through the fire. Put him through the fire. Turn it up, Lord, 7 times hotter. Consume him, God.
Oh, Jesus.
So there's no more Jackie. No more Steve. No more Timothy. No more R.G. Stare. Jesus only.
Jesus.
Turn it up, Lord. Some through the fire. Some through the flood. That's the way to get all through the blood. Some through great sorrow. But God gives a song in this night season. Aren't you glad we don't have to make it? I know the Lord has made a way for me. I know the Lord has made a way for me. Now here's a little line that always causes people trouble. If I live a holy life, well, they might be able to live righteously, soberly, and godly in this present world. What is godly?
Hallelujah.
It means you don't sin? Why? There's one thing a sinner needs is God. You better be godly. You better be godly. You don't understand that, do you? Theology and good works don't. Again, I'm the only man on this earth that told you what it is to live godly. Put God in everything. Put God in your successes. Put Him in your failures. Put Him in your mind. Keep Him in your heart. You've got to keep God on your mind. That's what He's doing with you. This God of heaven got you on His mind. Salvation nearer,
yes.
And look how excited you were when you first believed.
Yes.
And the believers, I can, I will, I do.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
How's He going to save us?
Glory.
By coming again. He's coming to save His people from sinning. Are you tired of sinning? Has sin got pretty well control of your life? Are you tired of it? When He came to you the first time, He took away your sins. But you didn't stop sinning.
No.
This hypocritical church,
amen,
that judges each other on sin.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
don't sin like you. Oh, so you don't sin, right? What's wrong with you?
Glory God. Thank you, Jesus.
And I told you stories about it. I remember one time down in Florida, Deerfield Beach. I was preaching like this. I didn't preach it as strong as I do the last couple of years, because the more I fell into sin, the more the message of grace had been so much to me. I still remember the night I stepped in this pulpit and this damn bunch of people sat there like you. Because I just come in this place to confess it to sin.
Yes,
Lord. Specific sin.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Oh, you.
Glory grace.
There was four women that I was committing adultery with.
Glory, Jesus.
One of them still there.
Oh, glory. Grace.
Amen.
Thank you for grace, God.
I called Sister Burgess over, and brother said it right there, and I confessed to them. And they both said, "We forgive you." Well, after that, forgive this, Burgess. Huh? I'll forgive him. Because he never committed adultery, huh? Good. This is an adulterous generation. You're all adulterers. You both went to the world. You all sought to be a friend of the world. You're an adulterer. You're an adulteress. You're all faithful to the cause of Christ. He's your friend. You'll be a friend of the world. You're an enemy of God. I should tell people years ago that a faggot can't be saved.
Hallelujah.
Now, about 2 years ago, I said, well, as long as he insisted, this is what God made me.
Hallelujah.
And there's no repentance. If a faggot or an adulterer or a fornicator or a blasphemer or a whoremonger or someone who injured somebody else with your testimony, you can be saved if you repent. And you repent by agreeing that what you're doing is sin. And if you confess that sin, then God will forgive you of your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. My God, if that doesn't give you sinners hope, if that word doesn't give you hope, well, you're just preaching with you. I sure am. I sure am. I sure am. Ain't nobody in this place knows more about sin than me. Nobody. Nobody. I confess enough sins. Again, how am I going to get by with this?
Bless you, Jesus.
They're not even checking me. That doesn't impress you people. Well, is God going to check you out? No, he's getting ready to check me in. I'm going to check into the inn. What about me? I offer the same thing.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you. Hallelujah.
Dear man. Dear man. You need to talk to me because God showed me all these things. I said, my God, man.
Hallelujah.
No, I'm not going to talk to you.
Amen.
You hear me.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to hear you. Is that clear?
Hallelujah.
Hey, big shot, smart aleck, wise guy.
Yes.
You're not the prophet.
No.
That God sent they should hear.
Yes. That's
right.
You don't like that I believe that, do you?
My Lord.
You don't like that I believe that I am that prophet.
Oh, glory.
Don't like that, do you?
Glory, God.
Do you?
Glory.
or any little prophets want to come by. I told you that always bothered me when somebody wants to tell me something. Yeah. No, I don't mind letting you tell her for your sake, but you have to tell her for me. See how you react to that? I'm hoping and praying I can get this point across that you folk can tell it to the world. That you can testify. That we overcomers. Hey, Dennis, what did you say the other day about overcomers? Yeah, but you used the word overcomer twice. I even told you about that. When all at once I started to grow up in the ministry, I had to put out a paper. I got on radio. And I thought, how do I identify this? And I can still remember in Savannah, Georgia, on Alaska Street, with a little church that God gave me, where I was living in the church because my first family was falling apart. You know, God's first family fell apart. Amen. He still wouldn't divorce them. They divorced him, but he wouldn't divorce them.
Hallelujah.
About that, Lord, I don't know if I can handle this much more longer. Because they received not the love of the truth. Now, if I tell the truth about somebody else, that he will go along with.
Glory God.
I talk about you, though. Probably got rid of my audience already.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Not Sister Johnson, though.
Yeah.
You don't believe me?
Thank God. Hallelujah.
Give me a call. If you're listening to me on the radio, because we're on there. Many frequencies right now. Many. I said many.
Amen.
I said many.
Amen.
Got to 30, close to it, combined.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. All over the world.
The Spirit is moving all over the world.
Just like the prophet said it would be.
Hallelujah.
Deep.
Oh, hold it. Oh, hold it. Oh, hold it. Deep.
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 Deep. Hello? Well, I know who you is.
Prayers, and I do thank the Lord for you.
God bless you, sister.
I just want to bless you and the saints this morning, and you just a blessing to me and Brother Stair.
One thing God requires of a steward,
be faithful.
And that's what you are.
Many
years ago, he met you here, the prophet. Didn't know me. I didn't know you. But somehow there was a witness.
Hallelujah.
Lord bless you, Sister Johnson.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. I think some of you folk could learn from that. Every time she calls, she cries. She almost reminded me of the woman saying, I got a longing.
Yes. I'm
I sure hope Brother Stair comes on live this morning.
Amen.
I got a
longing.
And most of you don't know the situation. But my Jesus knows. He knows them that are his. So he's going to check out of this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Because let everyone that are his, let them depart. Not from sin, from iniquity.
Amen.
People don't want to grasp the fact, the truth. Iniquity is abounding. In your good things, in your bad things. It all has to do with your iniquity. The way you see it, the way you understand it. Because there's no iniquity here.
Oh, yeah.
Then I'll quote a scripture for you to show you where your iniquity is. But I'm rich because thou sayest, I am rich.
Amen.
I'm increasing goods. I got a good job. I got a nice house.
Amen.
I got a nice family.
My Lord.
Because thou sayest, I'm saved. I work in the field. I give all my goods to the poor and have the gospel preached.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Why don't you like the Word of God? How many of you people want to secure your status with God on what you've done?
Oh, my Lord.
Yes,
huh?
Thank you, Lord.
And he can quote to you all day long, and your old iniquity won't let you go along with it. Not by any works of righteousness. Most of you folk do right under circumstances, don't you? Don't you?
Amen.
You're doing that which is right in your own eye, don't you?
Yes, yes.
You don't got to deliberately do wrong, do you?
No.
Do you?
No.
Or do you?
No.
How about sleeping in your heart? Heart in your heart. Is that wrong?
Yes.
You don't do that?
Hallelujah.
Hmm? He that stiffens his neck and hardens his heart. What shall he say on you to do? Do it. What would you do, Brother Paul, if I gave you a job you can't do? If I told you to repair this tabernacle? Or build us another barn? Just be obedient what I've already told you. I hope we don't go another week with messing with this stupid porches. I really hope so. Because I don't care whether you get done or not, but it's just that spirit of contention. Just do what you're told to do. And do it right away. No, don't do it today because we're not going to work on porches today. We're going to work on the new building. We're going to repair the roof.
Hallelujah.
We're going to let the sun come in.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Roger.
Yes, sir.
Are we working on Sunday today?
Yes, sir.
Now, how can we still get that thing pulling down every once in a while?
Hallelujah.
I saw it blink a little while ago. But I thought we got powerful inverters. Maybe I'm hearing wrong. I know they're costing a pile of money. I'll tell you what I need. I need some of you folk invert it. There are too many blinks. When the old light goes, see that? Now, when you get converted, and stop being an inverter, you know, blink, blink.
Glory.
Then you can strengthen.
Glory.
Look, I don't care with it about the son. I care about the brothers.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, I have to send it back. It's guaranteed. Oh, so that's what you want to do. You want to send your grace back because it's guaranteed, huh?
My Lord. Oh, God.
Well, that's the wrong application. Come on, people. Come on. His grace is sufficient.
Grace, yes, it is.
If there's a short, it'll cover it.
Yes, it is.
All of sin and come short.
Grace, grace.
And in heaven, they don't even see it.
Yes, Lord.
He don't even see it.
Grace.
He don't even see it. He don't see your sins. He don't see your short.
Hallelujah.
All of sin and come short. He that light just keeps shining. Just keeps shining. Shine on me. Well, we got one call, right?
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Oh. Let's see. Could that be Sister Burgess? No, Sister... I just do it for fun. You know that. Friends, it don't make no difference.
All right, now.
Hello.
I sent you an offering prophet in the mail.
That's Dave up there, lives up here. I can't come because I ain't got no car, but I'm sending you an offering. Take your offering and buy a bus ticket.
Glory to God.
Boy, that is the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen in my life. That people are constantly making excuses. Now, I don't hope that they all come here. I really don't. I'll say many times, boy, not suppose they come.
Yeah.
And they got that spirit on them. Like some of you came with it. Some of you still got it on you.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Yeah. And I'll call you bluff every time. We still got your cards, brother. I still got enough money. I wanted you to go out empty. You go back out in that world, but that won't last long. The weak and beggarly of the world.
Hallelujah.
Social Security checks.
Yes,
Lord. Y'all turn in the extra money this month already? Yeah. All you guys, you got Social Security now. You should have another $1,200 in your account. Isn't it
$1,200? Yes.
Everyone, you got Social Security.
Yeah.
They put in your account. By direct mail. Extra $1,200. That's not yours. That don't belong to you.
Amen.
See that?
Amen.
See that?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
You know why it's such a hollow feeling right now? Because some of you folks still holding it back.
Amen.
Keeping back part of the price. You got to give it all.
Hallelujah.
You're holding back on your will.
Hallelujah.
Holding back on your desires.
Jesus.
Give them all.
Give it all to Jesus.
Give them all. I must tell Jesus
all of my troubles. He is a kind, compassionate friend. In my distress, He kindly will help me. Jesus will help me. Jesus alone.
I don't know why we keep fighting the Word of God. I can't picture why we see. I can't afford to. I'm getting to the end of this thing.
Amen.
And I'm fighting a fight.
Right. Yes.
I don't like fighting the devil, but why do I got to keep fighting with people like you? Because you always want to fight. You want to fight. You want to disagree with. You want to take issue with me. But you don't understand me, huh? Shall we stand?
Hallelujah.
If when you give best of your service, I've done the best I can do, telling the world that Jesus is coming. Son of man, I was laying in my bed. Didn't even know that Jeremiah was in the book.
Glory. Jesus. My Lord.
And God was talking to me. Oh, come on right there.
Hallelujah.
That's one thing that makes a man a prophet. God talks to him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If he says what God says, he's a true prophet.
Amen.
If he says something contrary to what God says, he's a false prophet. Same with your testimony. You testify what God says, your testimony is true. If you testify something contrary to what God says, then your testimony is a lie. Hello?
Praise the Lord.
What's your name?
Sister Borges. Praise the Lord, Sam.
Praise the Lord.
Brother Stan, I heard you this week on the telephone, and you was praying. The brother was praying first, and then you started praying. And when I heard you, you said that not thy will, but God will. And I said, Lord, Brother Stan said this all the time. But the Spirit hit me, Brother Stan, and I ain't felt like that before. And I thank God you came in and you prayed and I heard it.
Yes,
and
yes.
I thank God for it.
Amen.
Y'all pray for me.
I will. God bless you.
God bless y'all.
You sound like a Southerner.
Yes.
Sir?
I said you sound like a Southerner.
I am a Southerner.
Well, I heard you say y'all.
Yes, sir, y'all. I am a Southerner, Brother
y'all keep blessed, okay?
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's humorous, but it's beautiful.
Amen.
Hello, y'all. Now, if you watch me, I deliberately fixed it so I wouldn't get phone calls from my enemies. I just do that enough later. See, we're not getting many people listening. I tried to tell you that thing for over 25 years. God never, ever, ever allowed me to have many. You call this many here? You know we're on the air all around here all the time? I don't see Brother Stewart this morning. See, the man lies. I want to be with the saints. Well, here's where we are. Together again. And that thing really amazes me. How this brother that I've been so patient with, that somehow he thinks that he can keep on doing this and get by. I wouldn't trust him. You know, God wants people he can trust.
Amen.
And the only ones that he can trust are those that trust him.
So true, yes.
You want to run that again?
Yes.
Can he trust you?
Yes.
If nobody... sang that
Lord.
Did we ever think that this period of time was not going to come? You think the scriptures have spoken in vain?
Hallelujah.
Think the Spirit of God lusts in vain? Desires you. Simon Peter. Satan desires.
All right now.
Oh, Jesus. Wasn't his words perfect?
Glory.
He said, Satan desires to sift you as wheat. Not tares. Wheat. Oh, them words of Jesus. He's now tell you what, wheat, when you're converted, then you can start harvesting the crop, boy.
Yes,
because you'll know what the wheat is.
Yes,
Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I had to deal with the tares and the wheat.
Amen.
Take them tares and turn them into a bundle. Send them down to the river and kill them.
Glory.
not Enoch.
Glory.
Not Carlo. These guys got love.
My Lord God.
Ah, but they're going to have the greater love. They wouldn't lay down their life for their friends. They don't only deny thee and deny God, they deny you.
My Lord.
And they want to be friendly.
Right.
Hello there, brother, Edward.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hello there, 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 there.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless your holy name.
How dare you say you love God and you don't love your brother?
Amen. That's right.
I love you. I love you.
Because
you love me, right?
No, because God.
You love them to love you? Woo! See, you folk don't know that book. If thou sayest, I love them that love me, then that's not love. That's
not.
You can sit there all day long and holler about it. That's love. I'm telling you, that's not love.
Amen.
Herein is love. This is how you describe it, demonstrate it. Not that we love God. Oh, I love God. That's not love. God's saying that's not love. You quote it for me. Herein is love. Not that we love God. That's not love. That's not love. I'll try it one more time. You're kicking like a bunch of mules. Herein is love. Where is the way you read it? How does it read? You read it. Herein is love. Hold it. Start again.
Herein.
Where's that?
This is 1 John 4, verse 10.
John, to be loved.
Beloved, yes.
The love chapter, the love prophet, the love apostle. For God so loved. To herein is love.
Herein.
Not that you love God.
No.
That's not love.
That's not love.
Read it.
But that he.
Hold it.
Glory.
Amen.
See, the devil doesn't want me to emphasize not.
Not.
Right.
I want to skip over it.
Sure. Yes.
Amen.
True.
What you doing? You reading too?
Yes.
How do you read for you?
Herein is love.
Herein is love.
Is love. Not.
Not. Hallelujah.
Not.
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 Not. That we loved God.
That ain't love.
No.
That's not love.
That's not love.
No, that's not love. No.
Glory.
Love is that God loves us. And we love him, man, because he first loved us. That's love. If that isn't love, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Oh, how I love Jesus.
But he does. Why he should care for me. That's love. He cares. Oh, yes. He cares. I know his heart is touched
with my grief. When the day is dreary.
Don't you forget.
Yes, Lord.
Shame on you. You folk forget so much what God's done for you. Shame on you. Shame on you.
Glory.
Oh, he brought me out all right. Then you make it all wrong. He knew what he was doing. He chose you. He picked you. He called you. He formed you. He foreordained you. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, whosoever will, let him come. Yeah, whosoever will, let him sing so God can save you.
Yeah.
And that will is not your own will. That's His will. Whosoever will, He's the one who wills. He's the one that did the willing. Oh, my God! Ah. Finish it up, brother.
Here it is, love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
That's a good word.
Glory.
I've been watching on the news. They're all just trying to figure out Trump. And I don't talk too much about it because, you know, so many people believe Trump's okay. Including him. Trump is a liar.
Amen.
And the only reason I keep saying that, because we're looking for amen.
Yeah.
And if you just keep your eyes open, if this guy can get through this attack on him now. Because he's a fine Supreme Court, Congress, anybody that doesn't puff him up, he rejects them. He defrains their names. The man is a liar. And I'm doing the same thing with you. How could anybody here or anywhere in this nation of truth, and they don't know he lies? No, he doesn't lie. He is a liar. Just like his father, the devil. Well, you shouldn't say that about your president. I don't vote. I don't reject him or deny him being president. He's the president. I remember one time when George Bush, or even Obama, these guys are always talking about previous administrations. He's doing what they did and worse. Isn't this one day somebody was challenging George Bush in one of those little times when they talk to the press conference. Now you don't know nothing about that, do you? Don't you understand that in the last 6 months Mr. Trump doesn't have crusades around? He's using the press conference dealing with this so-called thing. He lies. The pandemic is planned. And he's planning to use it for fear.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes. So true.
To destroy the economy.
Yes.
So he gives you a stimulus program.
Right.
I'll give you $1,200. What are you going to do after that?
Right.
Amen. So true.
Why don't you folk admit it? You're not getting the seriousness of the hour.
Hallelujah.
I use my family to try to show you. My daughter, please, Dad. And I'll say, come here. And I'll say, look, this is going to stop. One of these days, we're not going to have any money. Even if we don't spend it, they're going to steal it. I'll tell you this again. If every one of you would go down to the Bank of Waldoboro at the same time, today, and ask them to give your money in cash, all of us combined, they couldn't do it. Don't believe me. The banks don't have that kind of cash in their vaults. They're operating on credit, just like our government is. Thank God it's a new government coming.
Amen.
And not his government. won't be no end. He's going to govern everything.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody all. My God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in the bank of heaven. And those riches are in Christ.
Amen.
He's going to finish when he started.
Oh, yes, he is. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Ah, who believes that, though? See? Who believes it? Who believes the end is really coming?
Amen. Hallelujah.
We watch the end of families.
Amen.
The end of marriages.
Amen.
The end of politicians. And you're going to see the end of this prophet.
Glory, glory.
I must decrease so he can increase.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And the increase of his government,
Amen.
His coming, his rule, there'll be no end.
Hallelujah.
There'll be no end.
Hallelujah.
I wish somebody could say it. Well, how many calls we got? Three? They only three calls. And the reason I cut off some because, oh, I'm going to do this. You're here lucky. Nobody knows who lucky is. What's the other guy up there? Isn't that something? Best. One of the best listeners I have in the Bronx. And he won't come. All this guy that said he had no car. How about Brother Jordan? Somebody asked me about Jordan. He don't call no more. Because he got himself in debt. See? Now, all these guys would say, I'll pay your debt for you. I could do it. And before I get to the very end of this thing, that's what I'm going to have to do. We got this place filled with people coming with all kind of debt. Don't you know you have a debt? You have a debt. A debt to him. You owe him something. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you owe God something. You owe me your allegiance. Hello?
Praise the Lord, Brother Sarah. It's Pastor Rice.
Sound just like you.
Yeah, praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
That woman out there, that woman out there been calling me all day long.
Praise the Lord.
You know which one I'm talking about?
Probably Celeste.
Yeah. Oh, not.
Yeah,
not.
Yeah, she's got trouble.
No, she is trouble.
Amen, brother.
None of us got trouble. We're the trouble.
Yeah. He's going to deliver Jacob out of all his trouble.
Troubles and times are here.
Amen.
God bless you,
brother.
Pastor. Got all in folk at the tabernacle?
We're all here at the tabernacle.
How many you got?
Oh, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Who's that loudmouth?
Brother Dennis is not here.
No, I figured that.
And Linda and Danera went to Arkansas to help Linda's mother for a while.
No good.
No good.
See, when they can't do what they want to do, then they do something else.
Amen.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you, prophet, and all the saints.
Amen.
Stand in fast with you.
You're dismissed. See, you people don't like when I deal with people like that. Them two young girls that God has kept, they should not be leaving that place. Shut up! They should not be leaving that place. You folks should not leave this place under any circumstances. You see what God, he stopped me from doing it. Come on, Lord, send us this tribulation. Stop us from leaving.
Yes, Lord.
We're we going to go? Why you folks act like that's a burden? You act like I can't go do this. He don't let us go shopping. He don't let us go to the doctor. He don't let us do this. He don't let... No, you can do all them things, but just don't do it here. We don't have to. We got the great physician. We got all kinds of healing medicines. Every one of those green things out there got leaves on them. They're for healing. Oh, are we going to put up or shut up? Them goats don't fail, do they? Even they get out, they'll come back. Yeah, when I was 16 years of age, lying in my bed, I was told that they were going to send me to a Bible school. And God spoke to me and said, I don't want you to go to the Bible school. Well, that just flabbergasted me. So I begin to talk back to him. I gotta go. I don't know your words. I don't know the scriptures. I gotta be trained, schooled. Y'all look at the way you folks are looking at me. I grabbed my Bible. I didn't know where to look. I fell on the floor and I opened the Bible and I was telling God, I got to go to the Bible school because I'm a child. And a lot of you folks would like me to say I'm a child, but I'm not. Because I specifically told me in that chapter, come on, Linda. Come on, you, Libby. Come on. It's right there. Why look? Because you're acting like it's not there.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, our Heavenly Father.
Bless you. What a remarkable thing.
Yes.
Opened up the Bible, first chapter, and the first words I saw was, say not, I am a child.
Thank you, Lord.
See, I've never spake as a child. When I was a child, I spake as a child. Thought as a child. But see, I never done that. When God started putting, I stopped thinking like a child. Say not. Go to hell, folk. I'm not a child, although I'm a child. if that confuses you, I'm a child of the King. But as far as learning and training, I have met you before. You're no problem at all. I got you figured out.
Thank you, Lord.
Then I start to read the rest of it.
For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whosoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee, to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And the Lord put forth his hand, and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words
Hallelujah.
In thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations,
Hallelujah.
Over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down and to destroy
Hallelujah.
And to throw down
Hallelujah.
At root of iniquity,
Amen.
At root of bitterness.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh,
Jesus, thank you.
And he looked on them with anger. Well, but God don't get angry. You ain't seen nothing yet.
No, man.
Anger is a prelude to wrath.
Amen.
When he gets to the wrath, he loses control.
That's right. Yes, Lord.
Anger, he can still control.
Right.
But boy, when that wrath comes, whack! And the more you cry, the more you slap your jaw. So somebody better warn you to flee.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Now, I know the book. You are not appointed to the wrath of God. Because you wouldn't stand at all if God's wrath was there. But you are going to face the wrath of the Lamb.
Yes.
Find that one.
Amen. Jesus. Oh, bless you.
See, you don't even want to find it. It's in Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Glory.
Wrath of the Lamb. That's where it reads. Who's the Lamb?
Jesus.
When he came the first time,
Jesus.
Introduced you to the Lamb.
Amen.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on. And he's going to get angry?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to have wrath?
Yeah.
Sure.
The wrath of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you don't want to read it, do you? Nah.
Okay.
How come you brothers don't have this stuff ready? Well, open your big mouth. You do it every other time.
And he said to the mountains.
And he said to the mountains.
Fall on us.
Fall on us.
And hide us.
And hide us.
From the face of him that sitteth on the throne. And from the wrath of the Lamb.
That's him. Sits on the throne.
Amen.
Go back a verse or two. Nobody wants to tell you about the wrath of the Lamb.
And
you want to tell us about it?
And the heaven departed as a scroll, and when it is rolled together,
my Lord.
And every mountain and island were moved out of their places.
My Lord.
And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks.
Hide them in the church membership. In their bank accounts.
Yes.
In their church affiliations.
Yes, Lord.
In their racism.
Amen.
I'm black and I'm proud. I'm white and I'm right.
Amen.
I'm rich. I'm creature
yes,
good.
Lord.
Hide yourself.
Yeah.
And the more you do it, you stir up the Lamb.
Amen.
And the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb, shall be revealed from heaven in flaming fire,
glory God,
taking vengeance on all those that obey not the word of the Lord.
Obey.
Well,
glory. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Well,
amen. Jesus. Glory to God. Glory.
Well, he's here.
He's here. Glory.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah. And the Word was made flesh. That's the Lamb.
Yeah. Glory. Glory, God. He's here. Thank you, Jesus.
He's here.
Hallelujah.
He's here.
He's here.
Hallelujah. See, every time I quote that, I could just tell you folk don't get it. Taking vengeance on all them that know not God and refuse to obey the gospel.
Amen.
For I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Repent.
Hallelujah.
They refuse to repent.
Glory.
The gospel is foundation on repentance.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Glory.
See, your word's not enough. He told me he's going to take care of it, right? When? When?
Hallelujah.
Hey? a Sabbath day, we can't work. Well, you better. You better work on that salvation. You better work it out. If you work it out, you can rest in that grace. Lord, bless y'all. I'm getting weary.
Coming, but my friend, he is, hallelujah, the Son of God is going to come, glory be to God, and set up the kingdom of God upon the face of this earth, and it will take place in your lifetime, in this generation. And I say to you one more time, prepare to meet your God. Well, look what it says now. It says here, but ye brethren are not in darkness. Are you in darkness today, church? Are you in darkness, saints?